Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹早安。
It's great to worship you this morning and to share God's word with you.
感谢主有机会跟我们一起来崇拜。
Before we begin, let us open a word of prayer.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks, Lord, that have called us to this place to worship you, to come before you, to fellowship with you, Lord. Pray, Lord, your word will anoint us and help us, Lord, to do the thing you want us to do, Lord.We thank you in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Today's passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 18.
今天早上的经文是《哥林多后书》第十章第一节到十八节。
I'll read to you from the English Standard Version. I, Paul, myself, entreat you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. I, who am humble, when face to face with you,but bold towards you when I am away. I beg of you that when I am present, I may not have to show boldness with such confidence as I count on showing against some who suspect us of walking according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds.We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. Look at what is before your eyes. If anyone is confident that he is Christ, let him remind himself that just as he is Christ, so also are we.For even if I boast a little too much of our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up and not for destroying you, I will not be ashamed. I do not want to appear to be frightening you with my letters, for they say his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak. His speech is of no account. Let such a person understand.That what we say by letter when absent, we do when present. Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves, but when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. But we will not boast beyond limits, but will boast only with regard to the area of influence God assigned to us to reach.Even to you. For we are not overextending ourselves as though we did not reach you, for we were the first to come all the way to you with the gospel of Christ. We do not boast beyond limit in the labors of others, but our hope is that as your faith increases, our area of influence among you may be greatly enlarged, so that we may preach the gospel in lands beyond you without boasting of work.Already done in another area of influence. Let the one who boasts in the Lord, for it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. There is a famous Chinese saying.
我们常常说
when Mr. Wong sells his melons,
老王卖瓜
he boasts of them proudly.
自卖自夸
Of course, I'm neither talking about Reverend Wong, nor his melons,
他的冬瓜。
I'm speaking about the issue of self-praise.
在讲的是自赞自夸的课题。
Now, there's a popular saying in Singapore.
在新加坡我们也常常说
self-praise is no praise.
称赞自己的就不算是称赞了。
This is actually a variation from an early 19th century proverbs.
其实十九世纪也有一个同样的谚语。
Now, even the Bible discourages it.
而圣经也不这么鼓励。
Let another one praise you, another praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips.
箴言书这样说：要别人夸奖你，不可用自己自夸；要等外人称赞你，也不可用你的嘴自夸。
Now it was fairly common for someone influential in those days to write letters of recommendation for someone who was making their way into society.
其实去叫人家写推荐信是很普遍的，特别是要在社会立足的时候。
It's like how we ask for a reference letter when from your old boss when you're looking for a new job.
我们在找新工作的时候，总是叫那个旧的老板写一些推荐信。
Again, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that we do not need such letters of recommendation in ministry because the people whom we minister are our letters of recommendation.
但是这里保罗他针对服事侍奉，他却说我们不需要这些推荐信，因为我们所服事的人，他们就成了我们自然的推荐。
Now these letters are written on our hearts to be known and read by all.
这里说，他说你们就是我们的推荐信，写在我们的心里，让众人所知道、所颂咏的。
Now their transformed lives would speak volumes about what, more than what our words can bring.
他们的生命改变就是很好的见证，比什么都更有说服力。
Now, so self-praise was an issue which Paul was dealing with in those days.
所以保罗他是在处理这个自夸的问题。
Many of Paul's opponents were fond of blowing their own trumpet.
当时敌对他的人都很喜欢夸耀自己。
In the past, many would travel long distances to be students of famous philosophers.
在那个时代呢，很著名的那些哲学家，他们会吸引很多人远道而来跟随他们。
So some teachers of rhetoric and philosophy, in the cities throughout Mediterranean would compete for students, and for their fees.
所以有些辩论家、有些哲学家在各个城市，他们会互相的竞争，他们要更多的学生，要收更高的学费。
Now, so how do they compete?
怎么样竞争呢？
To attract more students, they would often shamelessly proclaim that their school of philosophy is the best.
为了要吸引学徒，他们就会通常夸耀自己的学历。
And criticize others' philosophy.
然后就狠狠地批评他们的敌对的竞争者。
So when William Shakespeare said, "There is not one wise man in 20 that will praise himself," clearly he was not in the company of these Greek philosophers.
莎士比亚他曾经说，二十个智慧人当中没有一个会自夸的。那么很明显，这个莎士比亚他没有见识过保罗时代那些哲学家。
Now Paul does not engage his followers like how his opponents did in those days.
保罗对待他的跟随者与当时的那些哲学家是不同的。
Let's take a look at verse 12.
我们看一看十二节，他说。
Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves, but when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding.
十二节他这样说，因为我们不敢将自己和那些自见的人同力相比，他们用自己的度量来量自己，用自己比较自己，乃是不通达的。
Now, even though the wisdom of this world condemns the concept of self-praise,
即使一般的智慧也不那么提倡的自夸。
The society in which we live in seems to accept it, or even to a certain extent celebrate it.
但是我们今日所处的社会却好像蛮接纳的，甚至也很赞扬这种表现。
Since the birth of the Renaissance, the status of man has been changed, has been placed on a pedestal.
自从十四世纪文艺复兴的时候，人的地位就被高举了。
Mankind became the center of the universe.
人类就成了宇宙的中心。
Before this, most European art in those days were religious in nature.
之前欧洲的很多艺术作品都是很虔诚的。
And Jesus Christ is often portrayed at the center as the focus.
耶稣基督总是某些图画中的中心或者焦点。
The other possible focus would be Mary, Mother of God.
其他的焦点就包括圣母玛利亚。
But during the Renaissance,Man takes center stage.
但是到了文艺复兴的时候，人就成了中心重点。
Artist Botticelli's Birth of Venus is a classic example illustrating this change.
请你看看这幅图画，这个著作就不难发现这个现象了。
Who's in the center?
谁在中间呢？
This is a Greek goddess Venus.
是希腊女神。
Yes. Don't get too excited just because you see a naked picture in church, okay? Yes. Slowly, the scene changes, and the humanness becomes the center of paintings.
事情转变了，我们就看到人成为中心点。
More and more contemporary art would celebrate the human self and humanness.
人性呢总是胜过神的哈。我们也看到越来越多这样的自我中心的作品。
It is a form of self-praise.
这是一种自赞的表现。
What about the 21st century?
那么我们这个二十一世纪又是怎么样的呢
？A man and woman remains in the limelight.
男人女人还是占据了注意力。
Social media perpetuates this centrality to greater heights.
特别是在大众媒体 之间。
It gets even better with technology.
而有了科技更是这样。
We don't even have to boast ourselves.
我们根本也不用自夸。
Technology can do that on our behalf.
科技可以让我们完成。
The numbers on our Facebook, blog, Twitter, etc. does the talking on our behalf.
我们在 Facebook, blog 和 Twitter 的那个统计数目字就告诉我们很多事情了。
Statistics speaks louder than words.
比什么都更大声。
There's a reason why Steve Jobs' Macworld presentations are always so entertaining.
这就是为什么 Steve Jobs 他的 Macworld 总是那么吸引人。
Yes, we have sold X number of iPads in just 30 days, and that's just one month.
我们在一个月内30天内可以销售了 XXX 的 iPad。
Yeah. Please do not think that I'm anti technological progress.
不要以为我不喜欢科技进展哦。
I'm not.
他不是。
She is. In fact, I love my tech toys.
Yes. 传道很喜欢他的科技的玩具工具。
Facebook is the next best thing since sliced bread.
对我而言呢 ，Facebook 就是跟面包一样的好。
No, there's nothing wrong with social media.
这没有错。
But don't let it become a tool for you to be controlled by it.
但是不要被它占据你、控制你了。
Let me give you some examples.
给你一些例子吧。
I remember when I first had my Facebook account.
当我开始使用 Facebook 的时候
，I was obsessed with finding friends online.
我就很沉迷的在找朋友。
Sometimes my friends' friends also I add.
朋友的朋友我也加上去。
There was an unhealthy sense of pride seeing the number of friends growing each day.
因为看到这个朋友的数字不断的增加，让我感到很骄傲。
So I was very happy when these friends would reciprocate and add me as their friend.
当这些朋友回应我的邀请，又把我加进去，成为他们朋友，我很高兴。
I always knew that I was a friendly guy.
我知道我是很友善的。
But I did not know that I was that friendly.
原来我这么友善啊。
These were my friends.
这么多都是我的朋友啊。
I'm Mr. Popular.
我是最受欢迎的。
Another example of self-praise.
那是这是 work here? 这个是一个自夸在作怪。
Now I've been blogging for a few years now.
我也写 blog 写了几年。
And I can understand the attraction of broadcasting yourself to the world.
那将自己的事广播给全世界的人，蛮吸引我的。
I have something worth saying, and so I would want the world to hear it.
我有很重要的事情要发表，我要全世界的人都听，所以我就 blog。
Yep. Again, I get really excited when I see the number of visitors increasing each day.
所以看到很多人在网上看我的 blog， 我就在很兴奋。
Not really each day lah, maybe months lah.
然后每天每一个月很高兴。
I'm finally making an impression in the world.
终于有人注意我了。
I'm a proud blogger.
我很骄傲，我很好的一个 blog.
I'm important.
我很重要。
Self-praise yet again.
又是自夸在作怪。
Now, recently, I have finally, in the words of fellow netizen, succumbed to Twitter.
最近我又成了 Twitter 的一份子。
If you do not know the word netizen, you are indeed blessed.
那么这个网中人，如果你不知道什么意思，就是你是有福的。
You do not live in the clouds, and you meet your real friends face to face.
因为你不属于这群人，你是跟人有接触的，你跟人面对面见面。
I've jumped on the bandwagon of little birdie.
而我呢，又成了这个推推的一份子了。
Yes, it took me. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
It took me a long time, but I have.
过了一段时间，但是我真的去退了。
Again, I see the temptation of having millions of followers.
又被吸引了，有成千上万的人来跟随我。
Makes me feel important.
感觉很重要。
A reality check.
但是让我们看清楚一下。
Latest report by a Toronto-based social media analytical company, Sysomos, reports that 71% of all tweets are ignored.
加拿大有一个研究的报告和媒体哈，它的数据显示，他说高达71%的 tweet 是没有人理睬的。
That is 7 out of 10 tweets are just not worth caring about.
所以十个人当中有7个你的 tweet 是没有人在乎的。
No one cares.
没有人管的。
Unless you're Ashton Kutcher.
除非你是某某人。
Yes. Actually, my pride bubble had already been burst long before when someone told me that those who cannot write a book blog.
有人告诉我，只有那些不会写书的人才去写 blog。
Those who cannot blog tweets。
那些不会 blog 的人怎么去 tweet？
That's another reality check for us。
就让我们看到清楚真相哈。
Now, like Paul, who was humbled when he came face to face with the church in Corinth,
所以看到真相。
I was also humbled。
好像保罗当年看到哥林多教会的时候，他就不再自夸，他也谦卑了。
The difference being Paul's humility, meekness, and gentleness is of Christ.
那但是保罗呢？他的谦卑温柔是属于基督的。
For me, it was just pride coming before a fall.
对我而言呢，就是骄傲者。我明白了，骄傲者最终会失败的。
Now there's a Japanese proverb which says every potter praises his own pot.
有一句日本的谚语，他说那个陶匠只会一定会夸自己制作的锅。
If you're a florist and you praise of your own works, basically that's what it means.
你会赞美你自己的创作。
Some of us boast of our kids.
有的人会夸自己的孩子。
Who could speak at 9 months and could walk at 10?
九个月就会说话了，那十个月就会飞了。
Oh, that's a very good translation.
Yeah. 哦，是看错，是会走。
对。I was awfully proud when my elder son Ezra called Papa first before Mommy.
当我的儿子先叫爸爸才叫妈妈，感到很高兴，很骄傲。
We become proud parents when our kids score 9 A's in the O levels.
孩子考到九个 A， 我们作为父母的很骄傲。
Win a gold medal in the Youth Olympics.
再拿到一个奖杯，我们也很高兴。
We can be proud of our job.Our house, or even our new car.
我们可以为了我们的家庭、工作、房子、新车，什么都可以感到骄傲。
There are many things we can be proud of.
太多的事物可以夸口了。
Self-praise, no one likes it, but everyone seems to be doing it.
这个称赞自己，没有人喜欢啊，但是每个人都在做。
So what is the relevance of today's passage for us?
那今天早上经文对我们有什么学习呢？
Now self-praise continues to be an issue in this day and age.
自夸还是今时热的一个问题啊。
Paul is not saying that we cannot boast.
保罗不是说我们不可以夸口。
Paul assumes that every one of us boasts in something.
他就是认定了每个人总是会为了某些事情自吹自擂。
We boast because we are proud of our accomplishments in life.
我们这样做是因为我们对于我们的一些成就感到自豪。
Is this a good enough reason to boast?
这个足够理由来自吹吗？
Is there a limit to what we can boast about?
有没有一个界限呢？
Paul tells us in verse 13 that we are not to boast beyond limits.
十三节保罗说我们不愿意分外夸口。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
What's the limit?
什么叫做超出了界限呢？
Boasting is okay, just not about yourself and not too much.
是不是说只要不是在夸自己，不要太过分就可以了？
Is that it?
是这样吗？
The key to understand this limit comes in the second part of the same verse.
其实解释这个呢在同一节后半段就看到了。
We will boast only with regard to the area of influence God assigned to us.
我们只照神所亮给我们的界限勾到你们那里去。
Each of us is given an area of influence.
这个意思是说我们每个人都有一个属于我们能够影响他人的范围。
In this area of influence, we are called to serve the people within it with the humility of Christ.
这个影响区是神所赐的，也是神呼召我们以基督的谦卑去服侍他人。
For Paul, his area of influence was to the Gentiles.
保罗蒙召他的影响的对象是外邦人。
There is a pretty big group of people.
这是很多很多人的。
This area of influence can be understood as also his apostolic authority.
这个影响区内就是他身为使徒所拥有的权柄。
Big theological words.
这些是很重的一些词
句。 Apostolic authority.
什么叫做使徒权柄呢？
What does it mean?
什么意思？
Think of apostolic authority as a special pastoral jurisdiction.
这个是属于一个牧者的特殊的一种某种司法权。
No, so Paul was given an apostolic authority over many churches in the Roman Empire and Asia Minor.
所以在罗马帝国、小亚细亚的很多众教会，神赐给保罗这个使徒的权柄。
Some of these churches were founded by him, but some were not.
有些教会是他建立的，有些不是。
Paul referred to himself as an apostle to the Gentiles.
他常常自称自己为外邦人的使徒。
Some have called him to be an apostle of weakness.
有人形容他为那软弱的使徒。
What makes someone an apostle?
怎么样才成为使徒呢？
Someone who is directly called and appointed by God / Christ, given authority by God to be sent out for a very specific missional work.
一个被神亲自直接呼召和安立的人，而神给予他权柄，差派他出去完成一个特殊的宣教使命。
Besides missional work, an apostle will be engaged in teaching and encouraging fellow Christians.
而除了这个宣教传福音的工作，使徒也进行教导劝勉信徒。
13 letters in the New Testament have been attributed to Apostle Paul.
新约中有13封信是出自保罗的。
Paul was an apostle with apostolic authority.
他享有这种使徒权柄。
But it was precisely this apostolic authority that gave him trouble.
但是也正是因为这个权柄，让他的敌人质疑他。
It was questioned by his opponents, and not only was his authority questioned, his appointment as apostle was also debated.
除了权柄，他们也质疑他被神设立为使徒是真的吗？
How can someone like Paul be an apostle?
他们说，像保罗这样的人怎么可以成为使徒呢？
It was not even part of the original 12.
甚至不是耶稣身边十二个门徒。
Paul was accused by his opponents of being two-faced.
他们也谴责他为双面人。
In his letters, he appears to be bold and fierce.
在信中，他显得理直气壮、自大、大胆。
But in person, he was meek and gentle like Christ.
但是真人呢，却是显得温柔、谦虚如基督。
The bold Paul is so unchrist-like.
他的自信大胆，不像基督。
The timid Paul is too weak.
他的胆怯又显得太软弱了。
Many were critical of his seemingly contrasting behavior.
他们批判他这个两种不同的表现。
How could be an apostle be two-faced in his letters and in person, constantly changing his travel plans and at times seemingly flip-flopping his ideas?
基督的使徒怎么可能真人与书信中的人不一样，而且又常常改变计划，要来不来，整天换主意呢？
True, on the surface.He is guilty of all these charges.
是的，表面上保罗的确是犯了这些指责。
His character, integrity, and sincerity were attacked.
他们攻击他的人格、正直、真诚。
For they say in verse 10, his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech of no account.
他们这样说，哇，他的信又沉重又厉害，直到见面的时候却其貌不扬，言语粗俗。
They say he's a nobody.
他是一个小人物啊。
He's not worth listening to.
不用去听他说的东西。
To his opponents, Paul replied, "Let such a person understand that what we say by letter, we when absent, we do when present."
而十一节，保罗如此回应，他说：“这等人当想，我们不在那里的时候，信上的言语如何；见面的时候，行事也必如何。”
In fact, he's saying.See for yourself. See if these accusations are true.
其实他是在说，请你们亲自查验这些指责是否真实。
I appear before you in person. Judge me for who I am and not what others say about me.
我如今出现在你们面前，请你按着我是谁是怎么样的来论断我，不是别人怎么说我。
There was a real and urgent need for Paul to defend himself against his opponents.
保罗必须如此为自己辩护。
For the integrity of the gospel, the truth of his message, and the sincerity of his character were at stake.
因为这是为了福音的本质，他的信息的可信度，还有他的人格。
These attacks undermine his apostolic authority.
这些攻击会削弱他的使徒权柄。
Some will even say that 2 Corinthians, the entire 2 Corinthians was a letter of defense by Paul.
有的人甚至说哥林多后书的书信是保罗对自己权柄的一个辩护。
Why was it important for Paul to defend himself?
为什么要辩护自己呢？
There is more at stake than just his pride.
他不是为了只是维护自尊。
Paul defended his apostolic authority not for his own sake, but for the sake of the gospel.
不是为了自己，是为了福音的缘故。
If his opponents were right in their accusation, it would mean that all of what God has done in his life would be gone to waste.
如果敌人指责的是对，就表示说神在他生命中的作为全是作废的。
Paul tells us in verses 1 to 5 that the battle is not an intellectual battle, but a spiritual one.
第一节到第五节，他形容，他说这不是一场属血气理论的征战。
And the power of the Spirit is seen transformed lives of God's people.
这是属灵的征战，而圣灵的大能是透过人心悔改更新而彰显的。
The weapons of Paul's defense or attack are not of the flesh, but power from above.
保罗他使用的兵器不是属血气的，乃是从神而来的。
It is through prayer and the Holy Spirit that who would deliver Paul from his accusers.
借着祷告，圣灵叫他胜过他的指控者。
In previous sermons, we have already explored the several reasons for his seemingly wishy-washy behavior.
在前几次的信息，我们已经提出了几个理由来分解保罗的一些比较婆妈的一些行为。
It is clear that his heart is always for the love of his fellow brother and sister in Christ.
但是很清楚，很明显，他始终是爱主内弟兄姐妹。
He changed his travel plans for their sake, as they were not ready for his return visit after the tearful letter.
他改变行程是因为他们的缘故，因为他们在接到他的书信之后，心里还没有预备好。
He was bold in his letter because he wants them to hear the truth and be transformed by the gospel.
在书信中，他很自信、很大胆的、很敢言，因为他要他们拥有真理，被福音改造。
He changed his pastoral message to cater to different groups of people in need.
他的牧者心使他常常改变他的信息，因为他顾及不同需要的人。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he says, "To the weak I became weak, that I may win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some."
哥林多前书九章说，像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人；像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。
Even in his defense, he remains true as his calling as an apostle.
即使在自辩，他还是忠于自己使徒的身份。
Unlike the philosophers of his day, he refrains from self-commendation.
有别于当时的哲学家，他不使用这个自夸的手段。
Instead, he said, "Those who boast, boast in the Lord."
他说，你要夸口，就当指着主夸口。
The real debate is not one of style, but of substance.
真正的较量不在风格，而是在内容。
What are we boasting about?
我们是为了谁，为了什么而夸口呢？
As a faithful servant of God, there is much which Paul can boast of.
身为神的仆人，保罗可以有很多事情夸口的。
But the content of his boast is never in his own works and never of his own strength and accomplishment.
但他从来就不夸自己的作为、能力、成就，他只夸口主。
He only boasts in the Lord.
What does this mean? 什么意思呢？
To boast in the Lord is to exalt in what the grace of God has accomplished in one's life.
指着主夸口，就是说高举神的恩典，高举神在我们生命中所完成的恩典作为。
We boast from a heart of thanksgiving.
我们发自一颗感恩的心来夸口。
Because we recognize the grace of God.Which he has so abundantly bestowed in our lives.
因为我们看清楚了，是神每日赐给我们那丰盛的恩惠。
We boast not in our own works or our egos.
我们不因为自我或成就而夸口。
But in what the Lord has done in our lives.
只夸神在我们身上所行的美好事情。
God is the object of our pride.
神就是我们所夸的对象。
We are free to take pride in what the Lord has done.
凡是神的作为，我们都感到骄傲。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul asks rhetorically, Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are not you my workmanship in the Lord?
哥林多前书第九章，他说，我们不是自由的吗？我不是使徒吗？我不是见过我们的主耶稣基督吗？你们不是我在主里面所的工作吗？假若在别人面前我不是使徒，在你们我总是使徒。
Verse 2, If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord.
因为你们在主里正是我作为使徒的印证。
The people whom Paul was ministering to were the seal of Paul's apostleship.
这些信徒，这些他服侍的人，就是他身为主的使徒的印证。
They were Paul's letter of recommendation.
他们就是保罗的推荐人。
Who are our letters of recommendation?
今天我们的推荐人是谁呢？
Do we have God's stamp of approval?
我们是否都有神的认许或者悦纳吗？
What are we boasting about today?
我们常常为了什么而夸口呢？
Things or people?
是为了事物还是人呢？
The only thing worth boasting about is often not things.
往往值得夸口的都不是东西。
Can we learn to boast in what the God has done and accomplished in our lives?
让我们学习为神在我们生命中所成就的事情而夸口。
There is much to learn from Paul's humility in responding to his opponents.
我们有很多可以向保罗学习，他如何以谦卑回应他的敌人。
He does not follow in their self-praise.
他不追随他们的自夸。
He does not need any letters of recommendation.
他也不需要别人的推荐。
As I was reflecting on this passage on a personal level,
当我个人反省这段经文的时候，
it made me look deeper and into pastoral ministry.
就更深入的去探讨关于教牧的事工。
If you look across ministries in church, you will realize that some ministry bring about more letters of recommendation than others.
教会的事工有些呢会带来很多的荣誉啊推荐。
But it does not make that these lesser ministries are any less important.
但是就不表示说其他的事工或者服事就不那么重要。
If we are looking to serve in ministry, and our motive is looking for these letters of recommendation.Pride sets in. Our motives would be wrong.
若我们在服事的当中，我们是在追寻这些更荣誉的推荐，我们就让骄傲留地步了，而我们的目标也错误了。
Sometimes even people can become our object of pride.
不知不觉的，人也能够成为我们要争取夸口的对象。
Remember that the ministry we serve in is God's ministry, not ours.
请你记得清楚，我们的事工是神的事工，不属于我们的。
We are partners, not owners.
我们是神的同工，我们不是拥有者。
We need to recognize God's accomplishment in our lives and in our ministry.
我们也要看清楚和确认神透过我们生命和事工所成就的。
It's not about what we can do for our Lord, but what God can do in our lives.
不在乎我们能够为神做些什么，成就什么，乃是神能透过我们完成他的旨意。
To fulfill His purpose.His mission and His ministry.
这是神的旨意，神的使命，神的事工。
I hope that today's sermon will help us to reorientate our mission in a ministry.
盼望今天早上的信息让我们能够重新的定位自己的使命还有侍奉。
Consider what we are currently doing.
让我们想一想我们在做些什么。
Every now and then, it is important to return to our roots in ministry.
总是要时时刻刻回到反省侍奉的根基。
We serve because we are called by God to be partners in ministry.
我们参与服事是因为神呼召我们成为他的同工。
Not because your pastor called you to serve in this area or that area.
不是因为你的牧师、你的传道叫你去负责这个、负责那个。
Each of our area of influence is different.
我们每个人都有我们的影响区，也都不同。
Do not compare what brings about more recognition.
不要比较谁做的带来更多的赞许。
Every service is important.
每一份服事都是重要的。
In Jubilee Church, everyone must serve.
而在喜年堂，人人都当参与侍奉。
In small ways or others.
无论是大作为、小作为。
I really hope that our church can truly be a blessing to others.
我真的很盼望我们的教会能够成为祝福很多人的管道。
And everyone is actively serving.
而且人人都积极参与彼此服事。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Father, we give you thanks, the Lord. We're able to partner you in ministry. The Lord, it is such joy, Lord, to be serving with you, to be serving your people, Lord. We pray, the Lord, you encourage us when we are down and we are disheartened and feeling lost at times, Lord. We pray, the Lord, Father,that your Holy Spirit would lift us up, Lord. As we minister to one another, we edify one another, we encourage one another in this faith journey to you, Lord. We really thank you, Lord, for this church that we can serve in, to fellowship in. We thank you. And all this we pray in Jesus' most precious and holy name. Amen.